mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You
just over here, all alone, in the Gruber Law offices, one call, that's all studio, shaking my head.
Did you spray tan?
I did spray tan. For those of you watching on the YouTube stream, I did spray tan. Got a little vacation coming up. Got a little brown. But I am shaking my head this morning, guys. Because I heard a story. And it is a doozy. And the honor of telling that story is going to go to one Josh DiMaggio. Joshy, just know that I have heard the story, and I am on your side.
Yes, so far, it's 100% me in the side of the story. So, take you back to yesterday. Maybe we need to go a little further back. Jen, if I miss anything, you having heard the story once, please fill in any blanks I miss. There's a lot of information here. So, this started yesterday. Ben Brust and I were going on a partner meeting. Now, this partner meeting is a...
Can you define that, please?
It is... somebody who we are reaching out for marketing incentives to potentially do a...
Chewy knew. Yeah. He just wanted everybody else to know.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to do some marketing things, hopefully get some commercials on air, maybe some live reads, stuff along that nature. This is a person I met at a golf outing who I had some drinks with, we talked with, had a good meeting. 3 months later, reaches out and says, hey, I'm working over here. We're interested in doing some stuff with ESPN Milwaukee. So I include my guy, the guy in sales that I trust the most, have the best relationship, Ben Brust. Ben Brust and I have now met with this guy two previous times. He is a loyal Jen, Gabe, and Chewy listener, loyal KBN listener, Wildy and Talish. He dates back to even the Skelzo and Brust days. If you don't know and you're new here, I produced Skelzo and Brust for about 4 or 5 years before transitioning over here to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So this is our third meeting. We are in front of this guy putting dollars and cents on the table. Here's what we want to do. Here's how we want to elevate your business and take it to the next level with all the great things here at ESPN Milwaukee. Well, this third meeting was yesterday, and we arrived. And we are waiting for one extra person. So it's the contact we've had and talked to two previous times, myself and Ben Brust. As we're talking, Ben's going through what he did in the morning. He had a deacon meeting for some wedding prep because they have to, in the Catholic Church, you have to go to these meetings, meet with the person at the church you're getting married with, all that stuff. In part of this, Ben decides, out of nowhere, awkwardly, in a blurting out type of way, to tell me, yeah, Josh, you're not invited to my wedding. Now, I had an inkling, had a feeling that I wouldn't be invited to his wedding, but this was the first time he was informing me, and he was informing now the partner we're meeting in front of. So, in that moment, I think I meekly uttered a, like, oh, yeah, I had a kind of feeling about that. The person we were meeting with didn't say a word, stayed staring straight forward. The person sat in utter silence, and Ben then looks at me and goes, yeah, we'll talk about it in the car. Like I'm a child, like I'm a 10-year-old who just got grounded, and my mom is telling me, hey, we'll talk about this when we're done here. You're putting on timeout. Now, mind you, Ben and I carpooled together. We spent about 5 minutes in the car together on the way there, and then we were going to spend more time on the way back. Ben also knows, because we sit down here and talk on occasion, that from 9 to noon, I'm totally alone producing and board hopping Wildy and Tausch. He took that moment out of pure awkwardness to just decide, I'm going to tell him he's not invited to my wedding. You could have chosen to just not say anything ever at all, and once I never got an invite, I would have gotten the hint. Could have texted me.
Mm-hmm.
Could have had a conversation. Could have called me. None of those things were required. I wouldn't have taken big offense to it. It was just the manner in which this news was delivered to me in probably a top 5 bad setting. What if I had reacted poorly or been offended? I then just had to go through the rest of this meeting as if nothing had happened. It was one of those moments where it happened, and I was like, well, that was very weird. I'm going to keep moving along, though. But after that, I was sitting there, we're talking about, hey, you know, there's a little, here we're going to do a Joshy endorsement, all these things. And I just think to myself, Ben just decided to tell me in front of this guy, who we barely know, who we're trying to build a relationship, yeah, you're not invited to my wedding. After all the years of Skeletal and Brust, all the concerts we went to, you didn't make the cut, buddy.
So why? Hold on. Question. Jen, are you invited? I know you do a show with him.
I don't think I'm invited either.
Gabe?
I don't believe that has occurred.
Same thing with Jai. I just assumed, because I knew it was coming up and have not received a, you know, save the date, have not received an invitation.
I do want to...
So, let me just say this.
Despite him,
yes, this
begging,
is what I wanted.
Begging to have a plus one to my wedding, I'm not good enough to get even garner an invite.
This is what we need to do as a show, as a form of solidarity. We need to find out who's going. And if we think Josh should be ranked above anyone else, he's dead to us.
Dead. Has he pretty much been teetering
on
that line?
Don't text me. Don't text me. Don't do... fair?
In fairness, Chewy, I could get on board with that. It doesn't take much. I just need a little, like a... small
like,
breeze.
Did he give you a reason, Josh?
I got reasons. I got two reasons. One of them, after we had, because I confronted him on KBN about this.
Yeah.
I got reasons, and I'm going to be totally transparent. I'm not that offended. I don't think it's a big deal. I understand you got a lot of people to meet. There's people at work. You got to make decisions on who's in, who's out. I really didn't take much offense to it. It was the manner in which it was delivered and where it was delivered.
It's exactly right. It's like, that's a tough conversation to have, because what if you did want to go? What if you did take it personally that you were not invited? Mm-hmm. Ben didn't seem to consider any of those possibilities when diarrhea of the mouthing in front of a potential partner that you were not invited. And also, guys, can we just talk strategically for one second? When you are presenting to a partner, you want to be like, we're all on the
unified
same page.
Unified front.
We got such a great
unified
company.
Front.
We all have each other's back. We are pals. This is the type of organization that you want to get in bed with, figuratively speaking, of course. So for him to immediately in front of somebody, a prospective client, a prospective partner, be like, oh, by the way, you're not coming to my wedding.
See,
and then
now,
think you guys could just proceed as normal. Good on Joshy for being
I kind of respect that from Ben, though.
Because you also have diarrhea of the mouth?
Yes, I have diarrhea of the mouth.
See, here's the thing. I think he for a while now has known I would not be invited. And knew he probably should have a conversation with me. By the way, I don't think he needed to. The hint was given by not receiving a save the date.
I disagree. I think that the history that you guys have, having worked together in an intimate fashion on a show, creating content for as long as you guys did, I think a conversation had to happen.
So if we grant that, what I feel like was happening is he delayed the conversation so long that he knew he was going to be talking about Kyle receiving his save the date, Brad already receiving his date, and then was eventually going to be giving Strofe a save the date. So this conversation was probably overdue, and what happened was a panic and a just blurted out in the scenario. Now, I brought this up on KBN. And things got even further out of control because on KBN, Ben...
How does it get more out of control than Ben in front of a practical stranger going, hey, Josh, you're not invited to my wedding. And then just leaving it at that.
I'm glad you asked, Gabe. So we bring it up on KBN. I just sort of jump in the show, take over the show in that first segment. Ben, to his credit... I've seen Ben in a lot of awkward situations and kind of just motor through them. He really did start, his face got flushed. He kind of went silent. Knowing Ben as well as I do, for as long as I have in the history that we have, I could see there was serious embarrassment and he felt bad, which
means, you want me to translate for you? You want me to translate?
Yeah.
We all may be thinking it, but one wants to say it. It didn't come from Ben.
I'm going to leave.
It didn't come from Ben.
I'm going to leave Ben's wonderful fiance, who I do like and think highly of, out of this. Totally.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it
didn't
come from Ben.
What happened is Strofe had not received his invite, and it was in Ben's backpack. They were going to kind of hold it over him because Strofe really wants to go. He's made it clear. Ben runs upstairs, gets Strofe's wedding invite that has his wife and his wife, his name and his girlfriend's name on it, crosses the name out, and hands me the invite and tells him, hey. Strofe, you're out. Josh, you're in.
Wait, so you're in now?
You've no,
been
don't go. No, you
to
cannot
the
go.
You got a default go. Invitation? Yeah.
I got a pity invite after
no.
that. What happened is I said in the moment, and I think I made the right decision here, is I cannot accept this. I
yes,
can't be the petty. I can't be the
yes.
pity invite. I can't be the one walking in there all dressed up in my suit with Mussolini. We got a present in hand, and
yes,
have everyone
no.
turn and look at me and be like, "Oh, yes. there's the
that
pity
he
invite."
Didn't want you
yes.
there.
You know, guys. Uh-huh. You know who's crapping in their pants right now? Literally crapping in their uh-oh. Pants right now. Who do you think is?
This person might have just sent me a text message.
Yes, crapping in his pants.
Well, see, I mean, if we're being honest, though. I mean, Joshy should be on the invite list ahead of Strofe. Like, Strofe is Johnny come
oh,
lately.
Yes.
Like, you know,
yes.
like, I mean, Josh, you established the long history that you guys have. Has he ever gone to a concert with Strofe?
No.
How many concerts have you guys gone together? Spent a lot of time together. You should have been on the invite list ahead of Strofe.
And I would also argue that you could make a pretty strong argument, Joshy, that you are responsible for the ascension of Ben Brust on the radio
oh, yes.
here in Milwaukee. Like his career, he owes it at least in part to your creativity, to your producing, to your friendship and support. I really feel like he missed the ball here. I really feel like he
Josh.
Erred. I think he needed to go, again, if Chewy's theory is correct, I think he needed to go to bat harder to have you at the wedding. I think this is a, what do they call it, a miscarriage of justice? I think that's what we have here.
Joshy, don't cave. Please just don't cave.
Believe me, as I am somebody who isn't really that spiteful or holds that many grudges, but I cannot, and I will not, attend now. I can't be there. It
no,
would be.
Yes.
It would be.
That's not a grudge. That's not anything. That's just the right thing.
Yeah.
You're just doing the right thing by not going.
I would be humiliated walking into that wedding and having to do the inevitable, like, you know, when the bride and groom walk around, shake hands, say hi to everyone. That would be the most awkward thing in the world. Hey, you're here. You're here because Ben stuck his foot in his mouth at probably the most inopportune time possible.
So we got to find a rat that's going to tell us everyone from the station that's invited, right? Because this could make it even worse.
So I'm not going to give the information that was given to me and Ben in private, but he told me two reasons why. One of them, after he was confronted on the air, he just readily admitted to being a lie. So... So he gave me two excuses. One of them was just something he threw out there trying to
when's
improve
the wedding?
The story.
When's the wedding? Now, we could crash it as a team. We could crash it. I'm not
going
to go, obviously.
All right.
It sounds good right now. But you guys could crash it as a team.
I don't think I could do that.
The only way I would crash is if we had Chewy as a bodyguard. And Chewy's, as he just admitted... Chewy, like, if Chewy can be the leader, like, I will follow you into battle. I will follow you in Crashing Wedding. But as you just admitted, that's just not going
to
happen.
All right, I got a suggestion here from Chef Ed, loyal listener to the program, loyal listener to the station. He says, to avoid conflict of any kind, Ben should have left everyone from ESPN Milwaukee off the list. Is there any theory that says that if you're going to invite some people from work, like there are circles, right, Chew? Like,
yeah,
when you talk about
yeah,
your friends,
sure.
you got circles mm-hmm. of friends. So Ben obviously was on Scalzo and Brust for years, where Joshy was their executive or their producer of the show. And that was his circle, it seems. But then when they switched shows, he decided
yeah.
that the new show is the tighter circle, even though, I mean, okay, is Scalz invited to the wedding?
Of course, because he's his boss. The only reason he's invited is because his boss.
Well, it gets
if Scalz had a show at 9 o'clock at night, I can tell you what, Scalz ain't invited.
No, I don't think that's
Scalz
true.
Scalz is the best man.
Oh, my gosh.
And you got nothing?
I didn't even get an invite.
Can we get some? We need some suggestions from our listeners how to handle. Something has to be done. Do you agree?
Yeah, because this is just wrong.
Totally wrong.
But, and again, I mean,
what
I go
can
back
be
to,
done?
Yeah,
oh,
go ahead.
Gabe.
Well, but here's the problem, because the problem is, Chew, like, as Josh pointed out, I think everybody is a fan of Ben's soon-to-be wife. And anything we do to Ben is directly going to impact her. She is become a shield for Ben in this situation.
Ben Brust, I don't know. Like,
there is a piece of you are who you marry, and you are now connected forever. So you kind of get what's coming, right?
What's yours is mine, yeah. Type of thing.
You think there's bitterness that Joshy left the show?
No, I don't think. I don't want to dive too deep into the whys. It's more of, yes, it seems a little odd. I can understand you have professional relationships you need to maintain on your show specifically. You can't leave Strof out. I have a hard time imagining that it was me or Strof, and that was just how the numbers came down to just either or.
Oh, I mean, come on.
Right.
Come on. Ben drives a pretty nice car. I think he's got a few shekels in the bank. I think he could have handled expanding the roster by one. I think he could have handled it. I think this was an error. I think they made a mistake. And then, of course, the way he delivered the message only made it worse, just exacerbated the awkwardness. And now we're here where even if he came to you sincerely and admitted the mistake and apologized for putting you in that position and said, I've given it some thought. I really would like you there on my big day. Now you're that guy.
Uh-huh.
You've got the target on your back. You become a topic of conversation at the wedding,
yes.
And that's not fair to anybody.
Well, Gabe, how did you draw the line?
Just people that I have relationships with. I mean, the office is over like 100 people at this point. You can't invite all of those people to the wedding.
Correct.
So, yeah, I mean, most of the content team ended up getting invites. Like, if you know, a lot of people, because I've worked with a lot of those people on the air over...
Well,
how many ever years we've been doing
when
this?
When you've been here since you were 12.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, so basically, yeah. Anybody that I've basically worked with in a pretty close manner, yeah, they got the invite to the wedding.
The hilarious part is, had he just told me in the car on the ride there, no one ever knows. The wedding happens, it goes by, and then someone goes, oh, I didn't see you there. That's kind of strange. And then we move on. No one ever knows. To his credit, Ben did apologize to me later in the evening. I told him he didn't owe me an apology, and I thought it was funny more so than anything.
He certainly owed you an apology, Josh. I don't know what we're trying to do here. I appreciate the high road and whatnot, but like, if nothing else, the way he delivered the message... was an error. If nothing else, and I think it goes deeper than that, but if nothing else, saying it when he said it, he owed you an apology.
But I guarantee
he
Josh,
clearly was
gonna
never going to tell you, Josh.
You were going to be
he was clearly never going to tell you until wedding came up in this other conversation.
You were going to be sitting
panicked.
There after the wedding going, you invited him over me? That's why we got to get the list.
I don't think I would have done that. Because Ben has talked very publicly about when Save the Dates and stuff were going out, and Brad announced his, Kyle announced his. There was no way for me to avoid finding out. But I honestly think that would have been a better route than, well, everyone was supposed to get their Save the Dates, and I don't have one, so I guess I'm not invited. And then I just move on with my life.
Good for you. Not everyone is as evolved as you are. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Again, when I heard this story yesterday, I was jaw on the ground for many reasons, several reasons, all the reasons, actually. Pick and choose which one you think was the miscarriage of justice. I think it was not inviting Joshy in the first place and then telling him the news in front of a prospective partner and expecting the meeting to go on as planned. Absolute diarrhea of the mouth. The guilt got to him, and that's what we saw yesterday. 800-990-3776. So much reaction rolling in on the Carbless talk and text line. We will get to some of the reaction as the show rolls on, as Joshy was not only not invited to Ben Brust's wedding, he was told yesterday at a partner meeting. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, after this.
Pizzeria taste without the pizzeria prices. Of course, I'm talking about our friends at Palermo's Pizza, but specifically their Connie's frozen pizzas, because those things deliver. Connie's thin crust on sale right now, 2 for $10 at Piggly Wiggly stores. All the natural ingredients and cornmeal dusted crust with an incredible deal. Turn your kitchen into a pizzeria with Connie's. $2, two for $10 at Piggly Wiggly, starting today through next week and March 25th. Again, Connie's Frozen Pizza right now. Piggly Wiggly, two for $10 today through March 25th with our friends at Palermo's. Flavor is our family's business.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
A freaking catapult attached to his right hip. Like... I just made that up, a catapult.
That was good.
I kind of liked it. I was rolling with it, Rob.
Like a slingshot?
I'm calling old catapult leg from here on out.
On 94.5 ESPN.
In West Bend, weighing in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776, says, Joshy, take the high road. Go to the wedding, hammer the open bar, and give a white elephant gift. I don't think Dumpy knows what the high road is. That was not the
high road. That's the high road. I want to know what the low road is.
Jared in the 920 says, send a gift with a card that says, so sorry I couldn't make it.
I do like that.
Ryan from Iguanago asks, do we think any of Ben's business deal people are invited to the wedding? Let's just talk about that philosophically for a second, guys. Do you think that weddings should be business related? Like, do you think you should invite people who you do business dealings with as sort of a sign of good relationships, sort of, or is it exclusive to these are my friends, this is my family, these are people who I want in my foxhole type of thing?
I feel the richer you are, the more of your business associates make it, right? Like, because the wedding's going to be like 200 to 300 people, so what do you care, right? Like, and then people are there to suck up and do all that sort of thing. So I think the richer you are, the more that might be true.
Yeah, but I think big weddings are kind of a thing of the past. Weddings have a change, I don't want to say evolved, but they definitely changed, right? When it comes, at least it's going to be when my kids get married.
A forced evolution, is that what I'm hearing?
I don't think, like back in the day, you know, a cousin gets married, everyone's invited. You know, I have relatives I haven't seen in 20 years. They're not invited. What I'm saying?
I do have a question. So I know the cap of the wedding. What would the number be where you go, oh, yeah, I can understand why Joshy wouldn't make the list?
50.
Wow.
I would say, I mean, I guess I don't know. Ben has a big family.
200?
There is, this venue apparently has a cap of 200, and I didn't make the first 200 people on the list.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
That's a big wedding.
No, yes. I think I don't think that matters. I think it's who is invited from the station.
Well,
you know,
I can tell you.
So if there's 20 people invited and you're not one of the 20, that's the metric I will be looking at.
As somebody who knows Ben Brust extremely well, all the important people that need to be there will most
obviously not.
Yeah, but every time you say that, it makes it worse, Joshy. Every time you articulate how well you know Ben Brust, because ipso facto, he knows you that well as well, right? Like, I know that he's a little bit of a narcissist.
Ben's not really paying attention, so I don't know how well he knows Joshy.
I when I said important, I meant people who can make decisions, sign checks, and affect overall well-being professionally. Whereas I have less control of that, and there are certainly quite a large handful of people who definitely right. That would serve better.
Can I throw out some names or no?
I mean, yeah, I might not know all of them, but sure.
Evan Cohn.
I bet he probably got an invite, but they know he's not likely attending.
That's Bush League. That's Bush League. I'm going to have fun with this. I can tell you this. Do you know when the wedding is?
I do not. I believe it's sometime like late summer, fall.
Okay.
I saw the invite. I had it in my hands after it was scratched out Alex Stroph's name and mine put on it. I did not, however, read much into it because I hadn't at any point considered actually accepting said invite.
Well, let me ask you another thing, guys. Isn't there a solution here of not bringing a plus one? Right? Like, you, if he gave Alex Stroph a plus one, couldn't you theoretically be the plus one? Couldn't you leave your girlfriend at home and Alex leave his girlfriend at home and the two of you who actually have a pretty good relationship with Ben, again, yours much stronger, in my opinion, Couldn't you guys go to the wedding instead of the plus ones?
I think it would be hard to leave Mussolini out, seeing as all 4 to 6 of us, including Greg Scalzo and his significant other, have done things together. So
it would be
kind of odd to be like, hey, sorry, your girlfriend can't come, but you can.
True or false? Mussolini has given haircuts to Ben Brust. There's a professional relationship there as well.
Correct. There is also a relationship there. Ben's been invited to all my birthday parties, everything I ever planned. Ben has always gotten the invite. If any of you want to attend in his stead this coming years, you guys are more than welcome to join.
Well, so we are getting that a lot on the Carbless Talk and Text line as well. People saying that when you eventually get married, the answer is clear.
Yeah, duh.
And you should also invite...
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
No, I would invite him for spite.
That would be to see, does he tuck his tail and actually show up or go, I can't do it. I can't.
Well, to your point, you would be the bigger guy. You would be, taking the high road, and he would hate that. Jeff says, I had a coworker once get engaged where a group of people from work were invited to the engagement party. Everyone from the group was invited to the wedding except for me. Never did ask why, nor did I care. And yet here you are, Jeff.
Seems like it's stuck with you, Jeff.
I'm not trying to call you out, but here you are weighing in on it, saying that you didn't care, and yet you still remember it quite vividly. We got to take a break here. Jeff, I'm just messing with you. We got to take a break. We got to get to Adam Schefter. This is fascinating to me. I mean, does Ben have any interest in calling in this morning and defending his position, or would that just be like...
I don't think he can. Because he'd have to throw someone under the bus. I'm telling you, he would have to throw someone under the bus.
I did see him in the YouTube chat. I think he's going to stay there.
Oh, you saw him in the YouTube chat?
Yeah, correct.
Man.
Yep.
The only thing I'd say to Ben would be, how hard did you fight? That's it. See, I'd say, how hard did you
now,
fight?
This to me is now getting in uncomfortable territory where I don't want to put anyone in a bad spot. I want to focus this on Ben.
In a shocking development, Chewy wants to make it uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. The uncomfortability was at that meeting, staring straight forward and not making eye contact with either the contact or Ben when I was broken the news.
Ashton Rotman, who also I believe has a wedding coming up, jumping in the YouTube stream saying, I stand behind your decision, Ben Brust.
Seems like an indication.
Thickens. How long was Ashton our producer? Very interesting. Adam Schefter coming up next. Stick around.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team 3 times one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again. And I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. 2 golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
We love our time with Adam Schefter each and every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Adam. How's your week going?
Hello, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. How are you? Been having a better week if Gabe's information did not turn out to be incorrect last week on the golf match. I picked somebody AM turn and it was terrible.
Ooh. Shot at you, Gabe.
Yeah, I mean, look, 14 of the last 16 players champions had come out of the morning wave, and that was just not the case this year.
Oh, boy. No, the average scoring was 2 strokes higher in the AM-PM wave. Mm-hmm. I switched my pick. Gabe's information, my guy missed the cut. I was not happy over the weekend.
No.
Not happy at Gabe, it sounds like. Adam, obviously, a big story here in Wisconsin.
It wasn't top of mind or anything. It wasn't like it was the first thing that I brought up.
100%. And you notice how I'm trying to navigate around it here, buddy. Can you let me do that? We obviously are very interested in the Mecole Hardman signing for the Green Bay Packers. What does he have left in the tank, Adam? You think he can be a contributor? We think it'll mostly be on special teams. What's your take?
I would say special teams would be a likely spot. I think some gadget plays, some runs, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But you know, look, they got their receivers. This is an experienced guy. He's never been a wide receiver one. That's not what he does. But he does have big-time speed. He does make big plays. He can contribute on special teams. They could probably run a reverse or two to him, something like that, and have him make an impact. Never hurts to have a guy like that around. Speed always is valuable.
Why didn't they like him in New York, Adam? I heard the players didn't really care for him. I mean, is he a little bit of a problem case?
I don't know. He's bounced around Kansas City, New York, back to Kansas City, now to Green Bay.
Is he more of a returner, though, Adam? Did they do that because Keyshawn Nixon, who has been the returner here for a couple of years, is now going to be locked in a corner? Was that more
I would think that they're going to count on McColl and the special teams. I think that would be the primary reason that you'd sign a guy like that. Again, I think he can contribute as a wide receiver some, but okay. I think they're probably thinking more along the lines of special teams.
Adam, we're past the combine, a lot of the pro days happening. Yes. When's the deadline for names that are going to be in Green Bay for the draft? Because I know it's anticipated to be a low number, but when are we going to actually know who's going to be there, who's not going to be there player-wise for the draft?
They usually make that announcement in the next couple of weeks. I think there have already been invitations that have gone out. There are some players who have accepted. What we've seen in recent years is there's been a trend to have a decreasing number. It used to be, I've covered the NFL for 35 years, and I think early on it was a few handful of guys. It was nobody. Then they started inviting select guys to New York when the draft was in the city. And then as they traveled the draft around the country, they grew the number of draft picks attending to where it was like 15, 20 guys. It was a lot. And now they've gone the other way, and they've scaled it back some again. And I don't know what number they're going to settle at. I would guess it's less rather than more. And I would guess that we'll have that list in a couple of weeks here.
Are you surprised, Adam, that it's not mandatory? Are you surprised the league hasn't stepped in and said, if you're projected as a first-round pick, you have to be there? Because I got to think that a small number affects the vibe of the draft, doesn't it?
I don't think it does. Again, they asked for the top guys to come in, and you can't mandate to somebody on what is the most important day of their young professional lives that you have to be here. You're not even under contract. So how can you mandate when there are some people that prefer to be with their family, in their hometown, with their high school friends, their college friends, whatever it may be? And, you know, Green Bay is not a simple place to get to for some of these guys. No. And by the way, let's also be honest. It's a TV production. It's a TV production. So if they're part of a TV production and you're playing a role, you should be paid for your role in that TV production. And I think the league obviously flies in, you know, these guys, and they fly in some of their family members, and they make it to be a really nice weekend for the guys that do go. But there are guys that feel like, I don't want to be there. I remember Joe Thomas wanted to go fishing. He had plans to go fishing with his father that day, the draft, and he did that, and people couldn't believe it. Oh, you're going to be a top three pick here, and you're still going fishing with your father? Well, that's what he wants to do. And everybody's different. Everybody wants a different way. And so I don't think you can ever mandate that you have to go. I think the league tries to apply certain pressure to say, hey, we'd really like you. It's important for you to be here. I'm sure they would say that to Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, but that doesn't ensure that everybody's going to be there.
Yeah, so I think it's really interesting, Adam, because I do think that you start getting really small numbers of guys showing up to the draft and everything does start to get affected. I think, like you said, the television production is affected. I just don't think it...
No.
I think people like that moment of guys walking across the stage and holding up the jersey and hugging the commissioner. I think, you know, and then doing the interview right then and there with some of our talented reporters. I'm just saying, I think what you said is likely going to happen down the road. The league will start incentivizing financially guys going. And I don't think we're that far off from that.
And by the way, we're also where the NIL is taking over, right? So these kids used to being paid now for certain to them. Hey, we won't be in Green for the draft or Pittsburgh for the draft or Washington. Okay, how much is that? No. We just wanted to, yeah, well, I'm not doing that. You know, like, guys that have been trained to be paid in college, I think they're going to think differently. And I don't know whether the league has or hasn't offered a stipend in the past. I think they may have. I really don't know the honest answer. Right? Maybe the five, ten. My point is, the number one pick to be there, that would be a valuable thing, right? It's valuable to the league. It's valuable to the networks. It's valuable to everyone. And his time is valuable, too. He may want to be there as a commissioner and to experience the draft on stage in Green Bay. Like, that would be a very cool thing. It's a once-in-a-lifetime memory, and not everything do you have to get paid for in life to make it a memorable moment, too. So there's that flip side to that as well, which is why guys have attended the draft for years. And I guarantee if you ask them, they would say, I'm glad I attended. That's something I won't ever forget. That's a moment that I could never, that I'll never get back. It's always in top of mind, and I don't care how much they pay, because it's not about the money. But I'm just talking about in this day and age that we're living in, where guys are used to getting paid. There are going to be cases like that where guys don't go because they're not paid. That's all.
Adam, what are your thoughts on the draft? Is this a good draft, bad draft, deep draft, not a deep draft, average draft?
Like every draft, it has strengths in certain spots, weaknesses in others. I don't think, generally speaking, it's one of the stronger drafts that we've seen in recent years, if you talk to people around the league. Look, we could just look at this factoid in and of itself, and I was talking to a general manager about this last night, but we haven't seen one first-round draft pick traded yet. Not one. The only other time that it has gone on this late where there has not been a first-round draft pick traded or moved was back in 1993, when 5 days before the draft, the Kansas City Chiefs traded their first-round pick, which was the first time that first-round pick was moved that year, to the 49ers for a quarterback named Joe Montana. That was 5 days before the draft. We are now basically just over a month out of the draft, and every team has its first-round draft pick. And part of the reason that we think that's the case is because it's not one of the deeper quarterback classes or more talented quarterback classes that we've seen. And usually when teams are jockeying around in the first round, usually it's about the quarterback. And in this particular case, there aren't a lot of quarterbacks that are worth moving up for.
When do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to make his final decision, Adam? Because it seems like a potential teammate in Cam Hayward is already upset with him in the time he is taking to decide if he wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, if he wants to do something else, if he wants to retire. When do you think Aaron finally makes that decision? Because in the past, he's always been, oh, I want to get that decision to teams quickly so they can make off-season plans. But now it's a little Favre-esque.
Well, first of all, did we not address that on this show last week? Basically, I said it in a very matter-of-fact way, and all of a sudden, it becomes this thing that I'm reading online that I skewered Aaron Rodgers from a clip on this program last week, and I got after him. Like, in what universe was I skewering him or going after? I was just pointing out, you want to play, play. You want to play in Pittsburgh, play in Pittsburgh. That's all I said. I said exactly what Cam Hayward said. Are people ripping Cam Hayward, too? Like, I don't get it. Right? We were on this show. We had this conversation. Next thing I know, it's like this viral thing that I'm ripping Aaron Rodgers. I'm not ripping Aaron Rodgers. I'm pointing out. You know, it'd be nice to make a decision. Everybody's waiting. It's up to him. He gets to do what he wants.
I was just happy I answered. I asked you the question.
Chewy's good for a viral moment every 365 days or so. Adam, I do want to clarify this, though.
Hold on, Jen. Not done. Jen, hold on. So from last week's appearance, the two things that come out of it, I go viral for skewering Aaron Rodgers, and I get garbage information about the players from Chewy, not from me.
It's been a tough week.
Not a great week for Adam on this show.
He's having second thoughts about continuing his partnership. Adam, I do want to clarify.
Oh, good,
he's
wearing a Pacers shirt again.
I wondered when you would get to that game.
That's my former protest. By the way, the Bucks were very kind. The Bucks sent a lot of stuff, and I got to wear a Bucks shirt on this. It was very, very kind. Zach came through. Barry Bowen came through. Really nice.
I love to hear that. That's wonderful. Let me ask you this, though, Adam, regarding the Aaron Rodgers thing. Is there any truth to this idea that Kevin O'Connell is sort of waiting to make a decision, or is it your understanding that he has made a decision that he would like to stick with J.J. McCarthy? If things shake out a certain way, maybe they go the Aaron Rodgers way, but is your opinion that Minnesota has moved on?
Well, that's what we've been saying. It's not something that's active. It's something down the line that if it reared itself, he was still out there, they felt like they needed a quarter, could it happen down the line? Yeah. Are they thinking that way now? No. Are they pursuing him right now? No. Is it an option right now? No. Not at this time. Could it change? Sure. Sure. Something could change down the line. But that's not how they're thinking right now. And so if Aaron Rodgers wants to go get a team right now in the coming days and weeks, it looks like his options would be the Steelers and the Giants. Could the Vikings come into play in the spring later on? Yes, that could happen.
Well, Adam, we tried to avoid all landmines for you today. Gabe has no golf advice, and hopefully you didn't go viral from anything that you said. But I am looking forward to seeing some of the Bucks gear that they sent you.
Yeah, no, they, it was great. It was outstanding. And my fantasy basketball playoffs begin Monday, so if I can make a special request of Dame, I really need it to be Dame time starting Monday. Monday. Dame time.
Sounds like you might have an investment on the Bucks going forward.
Well, I have Damian Lillard on my fantasy basketball team. The playoffs start Monday, and like I said, it's go time. And we need our players to perform better than the golfers and the players in the AM/PM wave.
Gabe, you're not letting that down.
Man, he is not. Man, he man is bitter. He is not letting this one go.
I love it. Love it. You deserve it. You choked, Gabe. You choked.
It was bad. Hey, look, I made decisions off that very same information. So I'm just as disappointed as Adam in my own league that I'm in.
Well, misery loves company. Adam, we appreciate you. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Have a great week, everybody.
You know, we're only about a month from seeing Adam Schefter here in Wisconsin when he's here for the NFL draft in Green Bay. That's very exciting as well. Love having Adam Schefter on the show, guys.
Yeah, and Adam Schefter each and every week brought to us by the Island Resort and Casino, which is a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Are you going to answer the question?
What's the question?
Can the Packers win without Aaron Jones on Sunday?
Yes. Will you stop? You know what he is?
He's jumping.
He's like the little devil on the shoulder.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Podawatomi Sportsbook is upping its game, and a major move for all the sports bettors out there. Now you can use your Potawatomi Rewards card at most self-service kiosks and at the betting counter. Bet on your favorite sports and earn rewards points along the way. Now that is a winning play. Bet above the rest. Learn more at Potawatomi.com. New website for our friends over at Potawatomi. If you missed the first segment of the show, then you missed an epic story of embarrassment and, well, just error. Error
betrayal.
And embarrassment. Betrayal works also. Yes, absolutely.
Ooh, I like betrayal.
As Joshy was not only not invited to Ben Brust's wedding, but he was also informed of that news, that information, yesterday at a partner meeting. Like, just randomly in front of a relative stranger. Hey, BTW, you're not invited to my wedding. We'll talk about it later. What the hell?
I think the sneaky funniest part is we'll talk about it in the car later. Like, I'm a 6-year-old who just, you know, was doing something wrong at the playground.
Or in front
it's
of people,
such
right?
a good yes. line.
Guy,
like, or if you're in a marriage, like you're ticked off at your spouse. Hey, we'll talk about this on the way home.
Kyle in the 414 says, do we make t-shirts that say justice for Joshy? I mean, that feels like us. Maybe we make t-shirts that say wedding crashers, and it's our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy face with Joshy on there as well.
I do appreciate it. I didn't expect. I looked at the talk and text line. The support is
that's what I was telling
plentiful.
You. We got pages and pages and pages.
Really?
We're an hour into the show, guys. We have 8 pages of people on the Carbless Talkin' text line who literally have Joshy's back in this thing, who feel like he was done wrong.
Is this must radio for the afternoon?
I imagine Ben will do everything he can to not talk about it.
They spent
again.
An hour on it yesterday, and Kyle kept bringing it up, and I don't think Kyle's going to stop bringing it up if we're
all
being
right, good.
Honest.
Good for Kyle.
Jared in the 330 says, is anyone really surprised by Ben Bruss' approach on this? This is Ben Bruss to a T.
And that's why I wasn't that hurt by it.
Par for the course?
Yeah. To be expected.
Can we get Ashton on?
You want to put him in a bad spot?
Ashy, come on down if you want.
You
still got a set.
We got Bob Barker over here. Come on down. All right, Jen Gabichui rolls on right after this.